Okay, we are at noon, so let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the second Q&A call for Visible, Compete, and Vital, the series that's all about senior executives getting their next position with all the issues that are going on in today's economy. You know, it's very tough to get that visibility, so we're continuing to go after our second lesson on how to increase our visibility and what are the steps are. Now, as you recall, in the first week, we were looking at how to work with recruiters, and we had a very specific sequence. But now we're into this week, past week here, working on our network. And our network is where you're going to have the better chance of getting jobs and leads than you will through a recruiter. You may still end up with a recruiter and have to go through the sequence of how you get to meet the recruiter and deal with the recruiter and stay in touch with them. So that's why we put that up front. But a lot of times you'll hear about a job before you'll get a call from that recruiter, and then you get to go reach out to the recruiter directly or to the hiring manager if you're particularly lucky. So that's what we're working on this week, is that whole networking aspect. And we covered quite a bit on our lesson plan this week that was really related as to how to be friendly and relevant and, you know, basically there with them. And so that, you know, you had value that you were giving your network and how they were coming back. We also covered some crazy stuff about, you know, how to present yourself to the network so that you have value, but also how to do things that made sense. And well, I mean, you know what? Let's bring it up. I've had a few questions that come up, so let me just put this out there. A few said, Steve, what were you thinking? You were crazy. You were talking about love and abundance. And what was this all about? And, you know, and caring for your network. Are you nuts? And then there was something else that came up that was even more controversial, which I'll get into in a second. But yes, I was talking about that because you know what? We, our network, you, me, everybody, we are human. We are real people. And what we, look, at the end of the day, we make these business decisions and we pretend they're rational, but we still make these gut and heart decisions too. And we like to work with certain people and if we like you, we're going to help you more than if it's just this rational decision, well, they're the best choice. So, you know, if you've all hired people, you know, do you hire somebody you don't like? Probably not. But if you do, it's because you're saying, look, they've got the right skill set, so I must absolutely hire them. So therefore, we're on board with the hiring. If we don't hire somebody, then it's frequently because we don't like them. It's not just because they don't have the best skills or something, but, you know, quite frequently they may be the best person. We're kind of going, you know what, I can't. You know, 6 months from now, I'm not going to like this guy. I'm not going to want him in the room. So we don't hire them. So that's why being likable and being relevant and being friendly and all these things and authentic are very important. So I was trying to demonstrate that, but also give you that communication that, you know, being able to love your network is actually very important. But let's go a little bit further than that, too. What happens if you hire somebody who you say, look, they got the right skills, they're the best choice, we have to hire them, but I don't really like them, but that's okay because, you know, I'll just manage them and, you know, I don't have to talk to them every day, right? So then you go in 6 months or a year and things are shifting and you're kind of going, you know what, we got to cut back or this is change has happened. And you're kind of going, this guy's been great, but you know what, I don't really like the guy. I'm getting rid of him because I'm going to get rid of the ones I don't like that much. Comes back to haunt you. So believe me, being friendly and relevant and authentic and real all up front is what will make a difference in interacting with your network. Because you know what? We all have children that we all love. We all have spouses and special relationships that we care about and you know, will die for in some cases. So those are things that these people all value. They want to do good work and they, you know, they want to grow. They also want to have fun in their life and have a lifestyle that makes sense for them and get some joy out of it. So that's common. That is the human condition and what we want. So in your network, it's better to play with that than it is to just be this, let's call it a hard ass. That's just all about work. Nobody's going to like that. So show your real self in there too. And yes, certainly we'll be adding value in the idea of some of the content and some of the things that you help them with, which might be work-related or might not be work-related. This coming week, when we do our lesson, we're going to dig deep into the types of, let's call it, value that you provide and what the different styles are. I got quite a bit on there. I think you're going to enjoy it. And actually, we will even put some formulas in as to help you understand when you should apply them and what difference they'll make. And I'll explain why you do these different things as we move forward. The other thing that was probably a little controversial that I stepped up, again, being authentic, I said, you know what? You shouldn't get into political speak when you're looking for a job. And a few folks said, what? You're very conservative and you just hate all the liberals. And someone else went the other way, had the interpretation that I was very liberal and hated all the conservatives. See, I was purposely vague about what I am and will continue to be. However, I embrace who I am. And when I'm not looking for a job, I am happy to expound on it. And I even in looking for a job, I could expound on it in the middle of it. But this is a really practical advice for you. I just think that this is one of the hot areas that is in the current U.S. market. The way it has changed is that people get in a camp, and I call those tribes, but we get there. And then so this makes you not similar to somebody else if they're not in the same camp or tribe that you are. So that's why it's very dangerous, I think, to start expounding any political views, particularly if they're negative or making fun of someone else. And that's that in itself, having a negative viewpoint on anything is going to be harmful to your job search. So you still want to say positive. But the truth is that we've got this continuum, if you will, from left to right within our political spectrum. And wherever you sit personally, you are either left or right of other people. Okay. And so if you are, well, you know, whatever you make a comment on, someone will assume you are at the far end of whether it's left or right from them. And that, again, that's just kind of human nature. So, you know, so if you're a fairly conservative person, and you're espousing some conservative ideals, but Attila the Hun is who you're talking to, then all of a sudden you sound like the most liberal person in the entire world. And you know what? They're not going to go with you. So whereas in reality, you are just maybe a step away from them as opposed to 10 miles away from them. So it's better to just not go down that area while you're looking for a job because it's just, you know, it just doesn't belong in the job search. I hope you embrace all your politics and your feelings and stuff. I want to honor those. But at the same time, be practical. Right now you're looking for a job, and that's pretty important. Now, having said that, you know, I wouldn't do the broadcast, but if I'm in a deep discussion with somebody, you know, we've gone through a few interviews and you're feeling comfortable and you take the risk because you see that there's that camaraderie that's, you know, you're kind of, you know, put out the test and you sound like you're kind of in the same area. All right, well, that's maybe okay. Maybe that'll actually help you get the job. I've seen that within some religious ideas in the past where, you know, people can share on those things. That's cool. Then it becomes kind of like, well, we're in the same fraternity, so we can work together. I'm not calling religion or politics a fraternity, but you get the idea is that you've got some commonality. You're in the same tribe again. So that's all right, but certainly not at the beginning. Be very cautious about that. And that's why I was saying that. You've only got a little bit of time to make that a first impression, and don't blow it by doing something that is almost guaranteed to cause you problems. And political opinion right now will cause a problem for somebody that's looking for a job. What you're relying on, if you do that, what you're relying on is everybody else who you're talking to say, look, I'm better than that. I'm going to look at the whole person. So that's a risk. If you want to do it, that's fine. I recommend you don't. Okay, well, enough of that stuff. I got a couple of things I want to talk about before we get into the questions here. So what we're kind of work on today is, you know, and I promised this automated resources for your network, and I'm working on a few of those. I will still get that to you. It may come with this week's lesson because it's actually pretty related. It's going to have even more stuff related to automation. So I may just all combine it. But the idea is trying to help you figure out to reach out to your network just on a simple way. So that's probably what we'll be doing here coming up. All right. So now one of the things that comes up on being visible to your network is that how do you really do that? And we chatted about the importance of it this last week, and then I think people are beginning to wonder just what's involved. So here's the issue, is that you need to do some status updates. That is one of the easiest ways to reach out to somebody. And you can do that through LinkedIn, for example. That's pretty simple. You know, and again, it's remember, we all talked about the value. It's not about you. You're being visible, so you can do some links. So, for example, why not... Well, we talked about some content stuff that you can put out. So, you know, if you're linking to an article or a web posting or something that's hit the news, well, great, it's up there. You know, that becomes your pictures with it. So you now have that authorship, that expertise association, and, you know, go for that. But let's add one more thing in there. Why not invite a feedback loop. So when you post it, put some personal comment to it, because you've got space to do that. Think what you think about it, and then say, and what do you think? Invite a little bit of feedback, because if you do that, somebody may start doing a little bit of feedback. Now you're into a conversation, you're engaging with that person. Other people will see that engagement because the comments start coming below, and now maybe you've got a whole discussion going. And then if you start doing that, regularly asking for feedback and additional comments, then guess what? You become a media mogul yourself, because you are now absolutely putting out good content that people are engaging in. And once one person engages, then two, and then three, and then you know how it is. When there's a long line, well, everybody gets in the back of the line because they don't want to miss out what's going on. That's what happens. So you want everybody to jump in line for you. All right. Now, that also works for emails when you send out something to your network. Once again, send something that's of value, and it could be, and we'll talk about some other things that will, in this coming week's lesson, we're going to talk about other things you can send. But let's say it's an article you wrote, or a report or something. So if you've sent that out, then once again, in your email that you've sent, ask for feedback or for comments. Now, I know you couldn't send them to someplace, and we'll cover this about, like, if you've done a blog, you could send them to the blog for feedback. But, but even in the email, you could ask them to, hey, get back to me. What do you think about this? Because quite frequently, the emails are used for one or two persons will be getting it. It's a particular article related to something that you know personally about that contact of yours. So then, but don't just send it to them and saying, hey, I think you'd enjoy this. Say, I think you'd enjoy this, and hey, let me know what you think. I am curious about your opinion about X, Y, and Z within the article. And then see what happens. If it comes back, obviously you're going to respond to their feedback, and now you're in a discussion and you're deepening the relationship with your network. Part two of that is, give them a week, and if you haven't heard from them, you've got an open invitation by the universe to say, hey, I sent you something, you didn't get back to me, I want to circle back. Now, that's why you have the personal. I wouldn't say that. Say something like, well, let's just give you some of the words. Let's see. So on the first one going out, I would say something like, I thought you might like this. Second line. Let me know what you think? ? Isn't that simple? Here's a clip for an article. I thought you might like this. Let me know what you think. And a week later, if you don't hear something, then you might come back and say, I wanted to circle around about your thoughts on the article I sent you last week. What do you think about? And then you can be very specific. So now that is absolutely going to require them to respond to you so that you get into a conversation, because you've asked them a very specific question. It wasn't the open-ended question of what do you think. You've actually asked them, what do you think about in a particular thing from the article. All right. Anyway, so that's kind of the big thing. I wanted to make sure that you get an idea then. So I would recommend that you start working on, if you haven't, get out there and start writing down who you should be talking to. Who's on your list of people that you would like to contact. Get on LinkedIn, see who's connected, and ask for those general connections. If you don't have connections, that's okay too, because you can still reach out directly, find a way to reach to them. There's a lot of searches. They may even have their own articles out there. Search that, and they'll give you something. But anyway, the idea is I think it's time for you to get going with any list that you might have, because I want you reaching out to your network on a regular basis, and then using some automation tools, get going with that. But you've gotten one already at the very beginning, which is that management spreadsheet. Most people set it up for recruiters, but it's for any contacts that you want to stay in regular form with. So you can take your entire 2,000 person contact list and stick it in that spreadsheet, and then now sort on, how long has it been since I've spoken to this person? When did I send them an email last? And you can then kind of say, okay, these people I want to follow back up on. You can put trigger dates in there. So when you want to follow up to specific people that you either want to help them in their network, which is key, but also you just want to follow up because obviously you want to grow your ability to get that next job too. All right. So that is the main stuff I wanted to talk about today. I was looking at some notes here, which are coming up for this week's lesson. I've added some more stuff on, because again, it's a visibility, and it is working with your network. It's just really expanding that network to a huge way. Anyway, that's the main content today, is I want to make sure that you try this stuff. And with the whole big idea here is that when you send something to somebody, ask them for feedback so that you're inviting an engagement. And if they don't give you feedback and re-engage with you, then come back a week later and ask them some specific questions that kind of really forces them to come back and give you some sort of an engagement. Because again, it's about giving value to your network. And by asking somebody a question, you are giving them value. And you're going, wait a minute, they're giving me value. They're giving me time. They're giving me information. Yes, but you are giving them value because you have just validated their value as a person. You have validated their expertise. You have validated their authority by asking that question because you value their feedback. So they're feeling pretty good about themselves, and therefore they feel good about you because they know that you recognized their authority and their expertise. So it all goes around and feels pretty good to them, and that's how you grow your network. And then, of course, you know, why not say, hey, by the way, is there anybody else you know who might also have value from this article? I'd love to send it to them. Now, you could say they could send it to them, but why don't you ask them to allow you to send it? Isn't that a nice way to increase your network? All right, very good. It's been really a great session. I want to thank everybody for coming on today. We have our lesson coming up on Thursday, so look for the link for the new online lesson. It's going to be really super. I'll talk to you later. Thanks again. Bye-bye.